free.
Welcome to Fright Night. For real.
All right, welcome back to Fright Central. I'm Doc, back here again with Keck, and we are going to catch you up on all the news that happened in the past, like, 3 months, because we have not been around. So, shall we just dive right into it, then?
Right in. Balls deep.
All right, so the first thing I got goes all the way back to January 2nd. The Blumhouse and Atomic Monster have officially joined forces. Now, they're going to keep, you know, it's a separate, separate labels, you know, retain creative independence, but it's going to be
labels, say it loud,
but it's going to be a three-way ownership structure with Blumhouse, Atomic Monster, which is James Wan's company. I don't know if I mentioned that. And NBC Universal, because they have a first look deal with Universal. So it's going to be like a, you know, kind of a powerhouse thing. So they can kind of use, Atomic Monster can use all of Blumhouse's resources.
And where's their content going to be released on?
Movies, TV shows, all that stuff. Everything
and
they're working
on. Where is that? It's going to be available on multiple platforms.
No, I mean, it's just those two companies, instead of, you know, kind of staying separate, they're just kind of combining, you know.
Yeah, no, like I understand that. Things. I was just going to say, is it going to be like Paramount Plus? Is it going to be like,
It's not a streaming service. It's just a production company. It's just two production companies joining together to make content for movies.
Oh, so
and
it's going
to
be all okay. Sorry.
And Universal has first right of refusal. So
my bad. I was a little confused on that one. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Now there are rumors of like at least talks of like Peacock and Paramount Plus possibly combining to not company wise
for the best,
but teaming up to make a one streaming service that combines their two. But that's still early talks, so I'm not really going to get into that.
I hope everybody eats each other until there's only like maybe like four services.
Then we're going to stay. I've kind of put these in order from like the beginning of January on, so we're kind of going in the order of the oldest news first. There is another Blob remake coming.
Holy fucking shit!
Yep. And it's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be directed by the guy who did the most recent Hellraiser.
Ooh, awesome!
David Bruckner. So, yeah, that's definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh my god. I haven't even thought... That was Kevin Dillon, wasn't it?
In the last remake, the one in the 80s?
Yeah, it was Kevin Dillon, wasn't it? Matt Dillon's brother?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It's been so long since I've seen it.
You know, he captured Jack Bauer's daughter. Like, one of the many people to capture Jack Bauer's daughter in 24. I think, like... He was trying to convince her there was going to be like a nuclear war or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And she was like,
yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now of him with that hair.
She was escaping a mountain lion.
Yeah. But not in the Blob in 24. Yeah.
No, yeah. No, but you know who Kevin Dillon is, right?
Yeah. I know who Kevin Dillon is. Yeah. He was in
the Blob.
Yeah. Young as fuck with that fucking hair.
Young as fuck.
Yeah.
1980.
Next up, I'm going to keep it coming with the hits. They're finally going to do a 28 Years Later movie. And it's going to be written by Alex Garland and directed by Danny Boyle.
I don't know how I feel about that.
And they're bringing back Cillian Murphy. So
Cillian Murphy was just in Dude, Killian Murphy, he's so hot right now.
Murphy's been, would you say he's been killing it?
Dude, he has been. Dude, he was just on 60 Minutes. I just watched it was earlier today, actually. I thought he was English. I didn't realize he was Irish. And in his small town in Ireland, he is a regular at their local pubs. He goes in with just common folk every single night. When he's home, he's at the bar every night just with his town. I love that guy, man. Dude, seriously, he's about as I don't know.
They didn't talk about
sexual erotic as I could ever get. If I was gay, Killian Murphy would be my type.
I love
everything he's done, man. Peaky
he didn't
Blinders.
Talk about 28 years later at all.
Yeah, well, I was gonna talk a lot of shit on it, but when you told me he's involved, he's got. If he believes in it, I believe in it.
Well, the first one's great. The second one, not so much, but that wasn't Garland or Danny Boyle. So,
yeah.
This one's bringing everyone back. So,
yeah.
I think it's going to be good. Because the first 28 Days Later is fucking amazing. That's a great one. Yeah. So, I think this will be good.
I think it's more. I thought that was going to totally redirect zombie horror. And for a brief moment, I thought it did. But then they kind of went back to their old recipe and just stuck to that.
But, yeah, that's because they did. I think right after that was the Dawn of the Dead remake. And then that fucking, what was the one with Brad Pitt? That was super CGI zombies.
World War Z?
World War Z, yeah. The CGI zombies, and that was a complete mess of a fucking thing.
I mean, I didn't think it was awful, but it could have been so much better.
Yeah, there was a lot of behind the scenes problems with that. So,
yeah. I mean, I think it should have ultimately been a half hour longer because, from the other stuff, yeah, I don't know. I guess they just threw Brad Pitt in the mix and just said, all right, we're just going to go. I think it could have been so – I thought it could have been really fucking awesome, but, whatever.
Well, I don't know if you remember them talking about David Gordon Green, who did the most recent Halloween movies.
I know David Gordon Green.
He was supposed to do 3 Exorcist movies. Well, he did 1, and now he's already left part 2. So
yeah. So
they're just on the hunt for a new director. So the first one did not do well.
Yeah.
At all.
I did hear about that. I mean, it's not good.
Yeah. I didn't see it because I was and it looked that good. And so I'm good with not watching it now. So.
Yeah, I mean, I did not get far. I was just
Yeah. I had mentioned this next news on the last cast with Lawrence Fishburne coming to Witcher season 4.
Yeah. That really gives me with Lawrence Fishburne, I kind of feel it's hit or miss. I don't want to say he's really fucked up some roles, but he sort of has. And I would say, though, overall, I'm a fan of his. And the fact that they got him to sign in quick probably means that they showed him some shit that was somewhat provoking that made him more pumped about the role and more adept towards forming one of the characters. Do you know what character he is playing that I would be able to match from the book or this?
No, they didn't announce that.
Okay.
They just said he was cast. Yeah.
But I would say the very fact that he's in it, gives me a sense that they realize that they have a massive handicap now, being down Henry Cavill. So the fact that they brought him in so quickly gives me a greater sense of like expectation, I guess, for.
Yeah, it's, I think for me, it's really going to come down to see what Liam Hemsworth looks like as Geralt.
I looked at Geralt from the portrayal of his predecessor. I looked at it from the angle of Geralt in The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, which I just quick zoom back to last cast. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt got a remaster. Going back to what I was just talking about, I looked at him from Geralt in The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. I looked at him from Geralt in the animated television show of The Witcher. And I looked at the Hemsworth, and I looked and I looked. And I looked and I looked and I looked and I looked and I was like, I totally see it.
All right, yeah. I'm going to hold
on to that until I see it. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, okay. Next up, you remember The Terror?
Yeah, yes.
Season 3 is finally happening. It's called The Devil in Silver, and it's based on the book with the same title, and it tells the story of Pepper, a working-class movie man who, through a combination of bad luck and bad temper, finds himself wrongfully committed to New Hyde Psychiatric Hospital, an institute filled with the people society would rather forget. There you must contend with patients, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
I think I might be mistaking it. Because what I'm thinking of is a television show about the British Empire trying to get through the Northwest Passage through the Asian channels, and they encounter like a supernatural bear that starts eating everyone.
Yeah, same series.
Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm with you there. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Remember, the second season was different. Jesus Christ, I can't remember what the second season was.
I think
about.
It really dropped off and no one watched it. It was awful, wasn't it?
Boy, if I can tell you what it was about.
Well, all right. Well, because I thought you were going to be like, Keck, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about, dude.
No. That's where they like try to like.
All right.
Yeah. What was the second season? Oh, that was the Japanese internment camp.
It fell flat.
Yeah, yeah. I think we both agreed on that. But yeah, each season was different. So I'll check this one out again.
Oh, that yeah. I'm not. I mean, fucking what's his name? I can't remember the particular British actor I'm talking about, but he was pretty much the lead for the first one. I mean, it was just fucking great. It broke my heart to see the second season, but from what I understand now, in Japan, it was well received. And yeah. I could kind of see that, but I don't know. I think it was a little bit too Japanese.
I mean, I like those stories where it kind of shows you like a different perspective of like how people live that you're not used to.
Well, that's what I was talking about, that show I've been watching. It's outside of our purview, but it's called Drops of God. It was awesome because it was in like multiple languages and there was like a lot of like hostility and stuff like that. And they did the whole like French Japan. Anyway. I would go off on a massive sidebar that would be totally crazed right now. But yeah, anyway.
Next up, I got Bretton Easton Ellis, you know, who wrote Less Than Zero and American Psycho.
Less Than Zero. Oh, man, what a fucking classic.
He's set to make his directorial debut with Relapse. It's a new horror film with the Stranger Things guy who played Eddie, Joseph Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be he's writing and directing that. I believe there is a synopsis as well. Fueled by his unstable personality and the invading power of social media, Matt's paranoia grows, messing up his rehabilitation program as he starts using again. A mysterious presence starts growing around Matt, and a monster that has been hunting him since he was a teenager reveals itself. So, yeah, I think that could be cool. I mean, I liked what Bretton Easton Ellis has written so far that I've seen. So yeah. I'll be interested in seeing his directorial debut. And Joseph Quinn, I mean, I thought he was great.
When should we expect this?
Probably not till next year. These are all just, I think most of these things aren't coming out till 2025. These are all brand new stories. So don't expect any of these this year. I got this one's a little more sci-fi, but I'm throwing this in there because it's a cult classic. Repo Man is getting a sequel officially by Alex Cox.
That's awesome.
Not Emilio. He's not coming back. He's been recast.
Well, I kind of understand that because he's old as fucking hell now.
Yeah.
And Repo Man is definitely for the young at heart. But I would not be surprised if he didn't get like some kind of cameo appearance. Maybe as
yeah. Yeah, because like, I mean, I know he had tried to make a sequel in the 90s that never went through.
Did he audition for the role? Was he like trying to get into this? Like, did anyone contact his people at all about anything? I have no idea.
It just talks about how he tried to make a sequel in the 90s.
Well, maybe update this as like as it goes on, like maybe more will come out.
He did make Cox did write and direct a 2009 film Repo Chick, which was not a sequel per se, but set in the same universe. I've never even seen that or heard of that. So
yeah, I never heard about that either.
Yeah. And then the last story I got is Dan Trachtenberg is directing another solo Predator movie for 20th Century Fox. Sorry, 20th Century Studios. It's no longer Fox. And right now the title is called Badlands. So we're getting another Predator movie by the same time.
There's a Badlands that I was watching on AMC, but it was like a martial artist.
Oh, yeah, that's obviously not what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, obviously not.
There's no plot yet, and it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be another standalone. They did say it's supposed to have another female lead, I believe. But right now it just says that the film is high priority for the studio. Sources say the execs and Trachtenberg are already meeting with talent for the lead role. But everything's kind of under wraps right now. Prey was nominated for 6 Emmys, and it did win.
I was going to mention that if you did not. I saw that.
It won for Outstanding Sound Editing for a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie. So I was excited about that.
It's just crazy because, like, you could tell there was, like, absolutely no advertisement for that movie. Like, they did not think it was going
to
do well.
Yeah, they put it straight to streaming. That shit should have gone. I mean, I saw a free preview screening
in
theaters.
It was completely theater worthy.
Yeah.
Completely.
I think it ended up being one of those things where it might have came out in theaters, but since the last Predator did so bad and then Disney bought Fox, they were just kind of like, it kind of happened around that same time. So it was kind of like, okay, we'll just dump it on Hulu or whatever. But I think this next one, I think they'll probably end up releasing in theaters because of how well received the last one was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, you would think they would always try.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And that was the last news story I had. So you're all caught up. So now why don't we get into some of the movies that are coming out this year that we are looking forward to. Did you have any in mind that you on the top of your on top of your head that you were thinking of?
Not so much film wise, but television wise, I did.
Okay, what did you got for TV?
You want to lead off with a film?
No, why don't you go with TV first?
Well, I would say we just mentioned it, but the season 4 of The Witcher. Yeah. Is definitely, I mean, because
I don't know if we're getting that this year, though. I think that's not till next year.
I thought that it was set to be released in the fall or early winter would be, yeah, it would be 2025, but I don't know. I heard fall of either fall, yeah, well, winter, yeah. Winter would be 2025, so that would be well
I can give you another update.
Say it this way: if Witcher season 4 were to be released in 2024, that would probably be my number one, just because it's going to be a make or break for me in terms of whether or not I'm watching further seasons going forward if they get approved for four more seasons, that is. If not The Witcher, then I would say television-wise, my number one... Well,
Keck, I can give you an update on Witcher Season 4. It's not supposed to start filming until April. So it's going to be it's going to be filmed until October.
2025. So all right, that's out. Here. All right.
Yeah.
So moving to my number two then.
Okay.
I would say that Yellow Jacket season 3 would.
We are not expecting Yellow Jackets till 2025.
We're not oh shit. All right. Going to my number three. Fallout.
Season Fallout we are one getting this year.
With Chick from Yellow Jacket. Sorry it took me to... I really thought that Yellow Jacket Season 3 was pretty much all wrapped up. I thought it was definitely coming out in 2024. I thought it was definitely coming out.
No, it said don't expect it till 2025.
With us, television-wise, I mean, I know that you are also very stoked for Fallout. I mean, I've seen recent, like, promotions for it, and
I believe there's a trailer.
I've seen several different trailers, and they've all looked very promising.
Yeah, it comes out April 12th this year.
And I believe the lead is someone from Yellow Jackets. If I'm not mistaken.
Is it?
I believe it is the gorgeous, well, one of the gorgeous soccer players. The one that dies, she gets frozen at the end of season 1 and they eat her.
Oh, she's the first Ella Summer Purnell.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to describe who she was. I mean, believe
Walton Goggins is in it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and he plays one of the characters people will... Well, at least a breed of one of the characters people will recognize from the video game. And yeah. I believe there's also a Fallout comic.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about a comic, but that'd be cool too.
I believe there is, or it. I don't know if there's really a difference between comic and graphic novel. I mean, I pretty much see them in the same class, but it could have also been something like that. But yeah, I mean, with a new Fallout video game also, I think, in the works. So after Fallout 76. So, yeah, I mean, that was something that I could have mentioned before, but I paid out. I hated Fallout 76. So anyway, but yeah, Walton Goggins is one of, his character is like a breed, a race of, like, I think you would call it like sort of like a super mutant that was prevalent in Fallout 3, Fallout 4. Everybody that's ever played a Fallout game will know, like, his type of creature. Yeah, he's, like, real deformed and stuff like that. Like, totally, like, irradiated and stuff. But the fact that he's in it and she's in it, I think, is a winning formula.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I think I have very high expectations for it.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell.
Yeah. I know what other ones you're looking forward to is going to be, we're at Crystal Lake is not coming. It's still to be determined, probably 2025.
I would be shocked if it wasn't until like 2026, to be honest with you. I'd be shocked if it came out in 2025. You know what?
I wouldn't be.
I'd be shocked if it really comes out at all. I have no expectations realistically that this is ever going to get made.
That's okay.
Just, you know, I'm just saying, maybe it will.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't. I don't know. I've been let down so many times. I don't know.
That new Alien TV series isn't going to come out till 2025. Last of Us Season 2 isn't going to be till 2025. The It TV series.
So wait, what the fuck is going to be in 2024? It sounds like 2025 or 2024 is just like a fucking waiting period. Like, everything's getting filmed
in 2024. Yeah, because a lot of stuff got pushed back from the writer's strike.
So it's going to be like this year. We should just be doing this cast on 2025.
We are getting Mayfair Witches Season 2. I haven't watched Season 1 yet, so I don't know.
I haven't either. I mean, I was thinking about it. I mean, because I heard, I heard mixed things, but I heard mostly positive.
Yeah. I did watch Season 1 of Interview with the Vampire. I thought that was pretty decent. Season 2 comes out this year.
I didn't watch it only because, like, I just saw too much negative stuff and, like, I don't know, kind of. Yeah, I should have given it a single watch.
Yeah.
I should have.
It's definitely a little bit different than the movies. Well, than the movie, I should say. But, and then some of it's the same. It's, yeah, I liked it. I don't know. But Chucky Season 3 Part 2 is supposed to come out. Like I said on the last cast, I didn't realize it was a Part 1 and Part 2. But I guess they had to... they just released what they had done because of the strikes. So they split it into parts 1 and 2. Same thing with American Horror Story. I'm way behind on American Horror Story. I'm not even concerned about that.
The last time I saw American Horror Story was at Sierra's house when she still lived here in Jersey. Probably it would have been 2007.
At least like 11, 12 years ago now. So.
No, it was in 2000. Yeah, it was in like the winter of 2007. It was season one. It's when it first came out. It was season one. It was like, I think it was like actually like one of its like premieres.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, the Rick and Michonne series, that comes out February 25th. This year.
I did hear that Rick was back.
Yeah, Rick's back. I'm excited for it, but I'll watch anything Walking Dead. I'm a sucker.
Yep, I know you are. That is not in debate.
Yeah, but that was like, yeah, there isn't a whole lot of TV shows coming out this year.
Dude, that is dry. That sucks.
Well, True Detective Night Country, but that's already finished.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to talk about that.
you said you already given up on it, so we're not.
Oh, gonna... but I have so much to say.
Well, I don't want to talk about so it, a series that you didn't finish, but all right, whatever.
Oh, I've read a lot, learned a lot. I'm going to learn a lot more.
Reading about a show is not the same as watching it. But anyway,
I'm going to have a lot to say, boy. I'm going to have a lot to say.
Oh, I never did watch that Five Nights at Freddy's movie that came out in theaters in Peacock. Apparently, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Motherfuck, yeah. Shit. I heard that was actually really fucking cool.
Yeah, I was like, I already saw Willy's Wonderland with Nick Cage, so I don't need to see this. But I heard it was good, so I'll check it out.
Yeah.
In theaters right now also is Lisa Frankenstein, which is like a 80s comedy horror where the Catherine Newton plays like an unpopular high school student, and she kind of puts together her dream boyfriend or whatever with like different body parts and stuff. So, I saw a trailer for it, and like at first I was like, I'm not that interested. And then I saw a trailer and I was like, all right, this looks kind of funny. So I'll be into that. But then
what do you have film wise that is guaranteed in 2024?
Yeah. Well, Lisa Frankenstein was one of them.
Yeah.
Then you got Imaginary, which is basically like young girl's like teddy bear, I guess possessed or something. But yeah, it's her imaginary friend that she left behind is very real and unhappy that she abandoned him. Not to be confused with the Ryan Reynolds movie If, which is also about imaginary friends, but that's more family friendly. So do not take your kids to go see Imaginary thinking it's going to be a Ryan Reynolds comedy romp. The teddy bear is going to murder people. This one, the next I have on my list is the David Dismashnall movie, which was gotten really good reviews in the film festivals last year, Late Night with the Devil. It's like a found footage style film that portrays a fictional late night talk show in the 1970s. And I guess it's they interview a parapsychologist and a young girl who is the only survivor of a satanic church's mass suicide. So I've heard nothing but good things about that. So I'm looking forward to that. There's an Omen prequel coming out called The First Omen. I don't know if that'll be any good, but
I'm just going to say I would have very low expectations for that.
Yeah.
I've seen a few Omen like remakes over the years. It has not been pleasing.
They're doing more The Strangers movies. Randy Harlan's going to do three of them, I guess, because this one's called Strangers Chapter 1.
Are there any noteworthy actors assigned to that you know of?
No, I don't recognize any of the names, which is good. I don't know. I like when I don't
know. No, I'm not saying that. I mean, I would, I definitely would root for the success.
Yeah. Then M. Night Shyamalan's daughter is directing a movie that comes out. It's called The Watchers. Follows a young woman who gets stranded. The Watchers? In the woods. Yeah, not to be confused with all those other watchers.
Yeah. I mean, there's been...
there was like two that
I'm thinking. I'm thinking of two... I'm thinking of one film and one television series.
Yeah.
We're talking about the... I'm sorry, I'm fucking stuttering here, but The Watchers... It was renewed for a second season. Is that not 2024? Because that was 2022 that The Watchers came out, and that was season one, and it got renewed for a second season. We're both kind of, well, everyone was sort of surprised, but that's not going to be out in 2024. It's going to be a jump of,
it's saying late 2024 or early 2025. So
that is a possibility for 2024.
Possibility, but I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I just thought of that because, yeah, that would be like about a almost 3-year break if it was in 2025.
Then we've got A Quiet Place Day One.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this, but it looks fucking good.
I am looking forward to it because this is, I feel, their chance and their only chance to explain why all this bullshit happened. And they need to do it in a very, very convincing way to get me to, I mean, I'm going to be very, very cynical about this shit. I'm going hard on them. So if they're not like pinpoint spot on to every expectation I have, I'm going to blast the fucking hell out of this movie. Oh, motherfucker. You guys got a lot of explaining to do, me boys. So, but I am very enthusiastically excited about this film.
Yeah. Then we've got another, this one's actually is M. Night Shyamalan, Trap.
M. Night Shyamalan.
I never watched Knock at the Cabin. I've heard good things about it, but the last one where, with the beach that makes you old, that shit was so fucking bad. Like, I can't watch any more of his shit, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think I saw a little bit of that one, and I can't think of anything that he's put out in recent years that I've seen or even sought out. I mean, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. There's another Smile too. I didn't like the first one, but it did well enough, and people liked it.
I didn't watch it because you kind of said that it was. And if you say the shit's bad, I'm thinking it's bad.
Yeah, I didn't like it. People did, but you know, whatever.
No, actually heard some people like had some like positive things to say about it.
Yeah. They're doing a Saw 11. I didn't see Saw X, but I heard it was good. I heard it was a return to form. But who knows? We're getting another Saw movie.
I know people that are so pumped about that franchise that they'll watch it no matter what. It's like me with Friday the 13th. So, I mean, I have absolutely no plans whatsoever to watch it, but I know that it has secured like kind of a loyal fan base, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, after Spiral, which fucking sucked.
Yeah.
I was like not looking forward to it, but I was happy they brought back Tobin Bell for the last one. So, but then I saw the trailer and I was like, I'll wait till it comes to streaming. So I'll probably watch it eventually. But a lot of people seem to have liked it enough for it to get another one, and they're going to bring him back again.
Yeah.
Because it takes place between 1 and 2. So he's still alive at that time.
Yeah.
That was their biggest mistake, was killing him off so early.
It is. I don't know. Yeah. I have no horse in this race.
Yeah.
So.
We got Terrifier 3 coming out this year.
I am looking forward to that, man. I gotta tell you, I don't know. Yeah. I know there's a lot of people that think this shit's real fucking big time, but I am not one of those people. I don't know. It's like I've gotten into it, man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I really have. It's kind of like almost like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
like you know what I mean. Like I don't want to be into it, but I feel it, man. I'm really looking forward to it.
I mean, it took me 2 viewings of the first one And then the second one for me to really turn around.
You're the one that revived it within me when you started mentioning it. And I was like, dude, what the fuck do you know about the Terrifier? Like, it was like kind of like, I thought, a pretty obscure title that was buried that you wouldn't even know about.
Oh,
and
no,
you were like, yeah, I just watched the first one and I'm like about to start the second one. And I'm like, I didn't even know there was a second one until you mentioned it to me. Like, because, like, the first one was just so... And, well, actually, excuse me, I had seen another one that is the Terrifier before the first one. It's called All Hallows Eve.
And yeah, I have not seen it.
And it's the same character. So it's basically... The Terrifier 1 is more like the Terrifier 2, Terrifier 2, Terrifier. So this would be like the fourth of his series of character.
Yeah, maybe I'll go back and rewatch all of them.
You should watch All Hallows Eve. You can watch for free on like Tubi or something like that. But yeah, man, I'm pumped about it. I'm real pumped about it. That would, yeah. I like it. I just like the formula of horror that it like follows, like, you know, like with the checks and the slashing. And although I would say some of the kills are a little bit over the top disturbing for me, but you know, hey, I like it.
Yeah, that's the whole reason I like it.
but they're a little bit over. Like, I don't know. Like the whole thing, like when she was broke her daughter in pieces and showed it to her mom and was putting salt on her face. I don't know. It was like a little bit like, God damn, dude. Like, this is really fucking brutal. I don't know. I guess maybe because it was being done to women, it kind of like bothered me a little bit more. But yeah. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, whatever. It's pumped.
There's a new The Wolfman coming out by Leigh Whannell, who was one of the original people on Saw. It's going to be Ozark's Julia Garner and Christopher Abbott.
Julia Garner.
Yeah. We also got that new Nosferatu piece by Robert Eggers with Lily Rose Depp, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Nicholas Hoult, Bill Skarsgård, and I believe William Dafoe is in that, the new one as well, isn't he?
Damn, dude, that sounds, I don't know anything about that. When is that? Do you have a date?
I do. Where'd it go? It is December
25th.
I mean, we gotta wait a while.
But... So basically 2025.
I guess.
There's nothing coming out this year. All right.
Hold on. I still have more. That wasn't it. I just wanted to see. I could have swore that I heard William Dafoe was in it, but I guess that might have been people fan casting when they originally announced it. Oh, no, he's in it. Yeah. William Dafoe, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Bill Skarsgård as Count Orlok, Lily Rose Depp, Nicholas Hoult. Yeah, it's got a fucking good cast. And fucking Robert Eggers, fucking, that's going to be good. I'm looking forward to that. Then what else do we have? We have Beetlejuice 2.
Oh, shit.
That's finally happening after years of nothing but fake posters.
Yeah, I'm pumped about it and all, but like, it's just been so long that like it's almost like I can't even picture Beetlejuice happening. Like, it's just been, what was that? We're talking about like what, 1988?
Something like that. Yeah, it comes out September 6th. And
I just can't even picture the character coming back to life. I can't. I mean,
yeah, it's
Michael Keaton's not doing it.
No, he is. Listen, it's Tim Burton's back. Michael Keaton's back. Wynonna Ryder's back. Catherine O'Hara's back. It also has Monica
Gina Davis?
No. It does not say Gina Davis, but it's got Monica Bellucci, Justin Theroux, Willem Dafoe, and Jenna Ortega are all in it. Holy
fucking shit.
Yeah.
Jenna Ortega, the butt. Yeah.
And Monica Bellucci. I don't know if you heard me on that one.
But, yeah, I heard. Yeah. She's fucking old as fucking hell.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't even imagine how she's able to walk after the,
after that terrible
remaster
movie
of Irreversible, which I watched. And I got to every time you watch that scene, like, it's more and more triumphant. And it's also like more and more like you're like, oh my God, this was so hard to fucking watch. Yeah. But I did enjoy that they put it together properly. It made a lot more, it was a much better film, but still very, very disturbing. But
oh, you anyway, mean like back in chronological order? Because that movie takes place.
Yeah, made the movie, like, I enjoyed the movie this time. It was actually really, really cool the way they tried to do it the first time. But, like, I gotta tell you, every time I see that sodomy, I actually learned. I didn't realize what happened to make Monica Bellucci get assaulted in the subways. When I saw it in chronological order, it made sense to me. And I was like, oh, wow. So that's, she just got there at the worst time when, I don't know. It made a lot more sense. So it all kind of fell into play because that's one of the most controversial scenes of any film that's ever been displayed, I think, at the Cannes film, or at least up there in like the top five, I would say.
Yeah, I did read an interview recently with
it was all a single fucking take.
Yeah, and I was reading an interview with the director, and like, he was like, I didn't know how long it was going to go on for. I just let the cameras roll and let her and the actor do it. And like they said it took him like six takes. And he was like, each time it was like more brutal, but like she was okay with it. She was real into it. Like she was like, this is what I wanted to do. And like, so he just let it go.
They showed it. I mean, it was about as realistic of a fucking brutal sexual assault than you will ever see.
And it goes on for like 15 minutes. It's fucking
yes.
I can never watch that movie again.
Brutal. I think they even added, I don't know if it was real or not, but I know at one point, to make it more realistic, they either showed or added a penis on him. They wanted to show like it. Is they really wanted to show how fucking brutally horrible sexual assault of that nature could be. And I mean, it was just absolutely raw, man. Fuck, we're really getting off topic. Yeah. But anyway.
I'm going to jump completely the opposite direction and go with Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Come with me, I've got pie, happy pie. That's awesome.
Yeah, the trailer looks great. It looks very much like the animated series. Like, it looks like they've taken a lot of inspiration from that. Everyone's back from not only the last one, but the original as well. Yeah, I don't know. It looks good. It looks like a fun time. I'm looking forward to that. What else do I have? Godzilla vs. Kong, New Empire, Return to Silent Hill. So they're
Didn't they already do that?
No, they did a Silent Hill 1 and they did a Silent Hill 2, and now they're returning to Silent Hill. Then we've got, Alien Romulus. I'm really looking forward to that.
Where is this in turn? Because I just recently did a rewatch of all the Alien movies.
It takes place between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2?
Yeah. So Ripley,
that would pretty much be my most desired time.
Yeah.
Because that would be more about like where the company sort of like learned or had an idea of what happened and sent the colonist to LV-426. So yeah, that would be like them, like, yeah, like learning that there was, yeah, that, yeah, it would be the best time to do it. I mean, in terms, well, at least for me, because we've already seen everything that could have possibly happened after Alien 2. You know, they've already done that all the way out to all the prequels and shit like that from I don't know. I rewatching Prometheus, it wasn't as bad as I thought the first time.
Yeah.
But I mean, it still wasn't good.
Yeah. And then I know you're looking forward to this. That's probably the last one on my list is going to be Maxine.
Yeah.
Yeah. X and Pearl.
It will be like the final of the, that will complete like the trilogy.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that date is still to be determined, although I believe it's supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, why are you even saying this is 2024? Because it's most likely going to be 2025.
I think it's coming out this year, man. I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, we just don't have any idea. So far, yeah, like 2024 seems like it's going to be sort of like a desolate, barren wasteland.
Well,
like we TV just series, get pumped about, yeah. We'll probably all have like rewatched like Fallout season one twice before fucking 2025. The like holds over. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe in 2024 we'll be doing some retro shit or something like that, like whatever. But
yeah. Yeah, the most recent thing was this year and it says to be released 2024, so there's still that Salem's Lot movie that is just, you know, out there. You know,
yeah, but nobody's picked up. It's not, it doesn't have any release date of anything. It's just in limbo.
Yeah.
Like, is it, it's not like a finished product, is it?
It is a finished product.
And it's just sitting there?
It's just sitting there. That Stephen King recently was like, I've seen this movie. He doesn't know what they're doing. Like, he said, between you and me, I've seen the new Salem's Lot, and it's quite good. Old school horror filmmaking, slow build, big payoff. Not sure why WB is holding back. Not like it's embarrassing or anything. Who knows? I just write the fucking things.
Yo, film buffs, get out there, get your crime on, steal this shit, and put it up on the secure tracker, and yeah, I will upload it.
Yeah. It was filmed in 2021, supposed to come out in 2022, but they pushed it back because of COVID related delays in post-production. And then it was supposed to come out April.
Stephen King said it was quite good.
Yeah.
You motherfucking cocksucking bastards.
Yeah. And then it was going to come out in April of 2023, but they pulled it and Evil Dead Rise came out instead. And then it's just supposed to be coming out in theaters. Who knows what's going on with it? Like, they're just kind of sitting on it. I don't know if they might end up just dumping it on, like, you know, on Max or something like that, for all we know.
Well, get your dump on, fucking do something, man. I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
Let's see that shit. If fucking Stephen King, like, I don't know, man. Like, I trust Stephen King. Like, if he says it was quite good, like, I believe it was quite good. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, he's acknowledged the good shit that's come out, and he's acknowledged the horrible adaptations of his films.
Yeah.
So, like, if he says it's quite good, I believe it's quite good.
Yeah, me too. I want to see it, and I don't know why it hasn't been released yet.
So. Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. I'm fucking ending this on a rage-filled fucking point.
And that's all the movies that I'm looking forward to this year that I could find. Anyway,
yeah,
that's, you know, there's always hidden gems and stuff. Although some of them like some M. Night Shyamalan movie
that none of us have heard of or didn't know about. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's definitely inevitable. I don't believe television wise. I think we've pretty much covered everything TV wise.
At least what I've heard about.
Like independently creeps out.
Yeah.
You know, that's always possible. And, you know, so be it if it doesn't, you know, I hope it's awesome. But yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, I think this year is definitely going to be all the movies that were completed that they decided to hold off and push back till this year because of the strikes.
Yeah.
So we get all those, and then whatever TV series they were able to finish before then.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at those last couple months of the year last year, we'll probably get those at the very end. But a lot of things didn't start picking up again till like February, March. So we're not going to get all those series till next year. So.
I mean, just to be totally honest and frank, it looks like 2024 might be kind of a dud. But the one good thing is that for the things that do come out in this year, they'll probably get more attention because of that. And I mean, you know, that might be, I don't know. I'm trying to give a silver tongue spin to 2024, like, you know, but that might be good somehow. But it just seems like overall we're not going to get like a whole hell of a lot of content this year.
I think movie wise we are, and I'm looking forward to a lot more things this year than I did last year.
Yeah, but I was hoping for like, you know, like at least 4 to 5 good television series.
Yeah, yeah. It's TV we're going to be lacking.
And it looks like there's only one that I know of that I definitely think is going to be good. So that's kind of like why I'm a little bit more cynical about this year. But, you know, hey, I hope it proves me wrong.
Yeah, I still don't know when From Season 3 is coming out. Like,
and I don't know. If it doesn't come out this year, that's kind of...
That's probably going to be next year.
Yeah.
I believe we are getting What We Do in the Shadows this year, Season 6.
Yeah.
Final season, so at least we'll be getting that. They had also announced another Goosebumps series, but it's not going to be a sequel to that one. It's going to be a new story. That's not going to come out at least for another year.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I was pretty sure that they said like 2025, 2026.
Yeah, there's supposed to be, I think I already mentioned another Evil Dead movie. If I didn't mention it on this cast, the last cast I did.
Yeah.
But again, that's not till next year. I'm trying to think of what other, if there were any other TV shows that
I think, I don't know. I mean, if we find out between now and our next cast, you know, we'll acknowledge some mistakes or gaps we have. But otherwise, I mean, 2024, I mean, we just have to hope we get the best of what we get. But it seems like this year is, you know, kind of going to be like for almost every season that the Arsenal Football Club plays, a rebuilding year. You know, reorganizing year.
But
at any rate, for those that do not know Premier League football, that's all I have for this portion of our cast. Doc, you have any final parting words of wisdom, you know, anything that's going on in that ever balding head of yours?
Yeah, dates change, and so who dates knows change. When things could come out.
what was it? Death is but a doorway, time is but a window, I will be back. Vigo. Ghostbusters 2.
Yep.
Peace, y'all.
Peace. Follow us on Facebook. That's it. Late.